Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 87. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 65. Sunshine expected tomorrow, 91. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the announcement on Sunday from President Joe Biden that he would be stepping down from the presidential race of 2024 and the assumption that Vice President Kamala Harris may race to the challenge in that race, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially endorsed Kamala Harris as the new presidential candidate for the Democrat Party. As KSNT News reports it in a statement yesterday, Governor Kelly said, quote, from her time as a prosecutor getting violent criminals off the streets to serving as a U.S. senator fighting to protect reproductive freedom to traveling across the country delivering for the American people as vice president, Kamala Harris has always done what's been best for American families. At a time when our country is desperate to restore reproductive rights, strengthen the middle class, safeguard democracy, and bring people together, we need her leadership now more than ever. I'm proud to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris as our country's next president of the United States. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Topper's Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Topper's Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, block kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Topper's Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has announced that they are making several changes to fishing regulations in the state of Kansas. One of them including regulations on blue catfish harvesting in towns like Clinton, El Dorado, Elk City, Glen Elder, John Redmond, and Malvern Reservoirs. KSNT News reports that according to the new regulations from the Department of Wildlife and Parks, they say the regulation includes a creel limit of 10 blue catfish per day with no more than one fish measuring 30 inches or longer. According to the KDWP El Dorado District Fisheries Biologist Craig Johnson, he released a statement saying that many of our early blue catfish populations were initially protected with very restrictive harvest regulations to allow these stocked fish to mature and naturally reproduce. Now that blue catfish numbers are being maintained at several lakes through the natural recruitment, instead of supplying stocking, we can relax those regulations and anglers can benefit by harvesting more fish from these productive populations. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. And the Grand Island Police Department is collecting school supplies to distribute to Grand Island Public Schools and Northwest Public Schools. Police Department Chief Kevin Denny says that giving back is something that we should always do as a community. And through this event, the police department has an opportunity to show their appreciation for the community that supports them. Here's what Virgilio Quinones had to say.
We shouldn't, especially to the kids, they shouldn't be afraid to come close to a police. And if they see something, report something.
Here's what Chief Kevin Denny had to say to KSMB Local 4 as well.
Seeing people in a normal setting like this and engaging with them is terrific because police officers normally, when they're working, they're going to see people at their worst moment, some people at their worst moment. But this gives us an opportunity as police officers to engage in a more normal setting and conversational. And this it's a great opportunity.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
I am State Representative Randy Garber. I know Senator Pyle as a fellow Gideon and a true leader for our traditional family values. A real American. The First District couldn't ask for a more dedicated, principled Christian man. His opponents should put their egos aside and drop out.
I am State Senator Alicia Straub. I have served with Senator Pyle. He is a genuine conservative patriot. I also know his opponents' records. They are not conservative. Just look at who is financing them. The big money guys. The same people that supported Nikki Haley. They should be applauding Senator Pyle. Without his persistence, Kansans would not be getting real tax relief.
I'm State Representative Trevor Jacobs. Senator Dennis Pyle has set an example for conservatives to follow. He is the real, for the people, Kansan. He has fought for limited government, for everyday families and their budgets. He will fight for the American dream of prosperity for the people of Kansas. Because in this race, Dennis Pyle is the true conservative.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dennis D. Pyle, Andrew Scobie. Treasurer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted to accept the resignation of Julie Kohorst as deputy appraiser. County appraiser Francine Cromie remains on paid suspension. Hires in the sheriff's office were approved. Matthew Schrick, probation deputy, and Alexis Rose, probation corrections officer. Commissioners worked on the 2025 budget and will make adjustments and a decision on the mill rate at the next meeting. Pay increases were discussed briefly, as well as longevity pay options. Washington County Sheriff Justin Cordery reported to commissioners that inmate numbers were down considerably, with fewer from outside counties. Some have new facilities, others favoring bond over jail sentences. They're housing 10 to 15 inmates. Cordery noted expenses haven't changed significantly, and outside income is roughly half of what had been coming in, now amounting to around $250,000 annually. He also reported needing a couple of jailers. With 2 years remaining on the jail bond issue, commissioners are considering early payoff if funds are available. Road and Bridge Department reports 19 employees, up three from a year earlier, with no retirements expected. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a draft of a 2025 budget at last week's meeting and further discussed a request from the sheriff for additional funding this year and an increase next year to increase salaries. They also went into executive session to discuss pay and performance of non-elected personnel. No action was taken as a result of this meeting. Senior Services Public Transit Director Tammy Eppel has resigned effective July 8th, and a motion to appoint Administrative Assistant Marie Weaver to the post was approved unanimously. Nemahal County Transportation Department has relocated offices from the Pioneer Building to the north end of a community center in Seneca. Beginning this week, the Kansas Department of Transportation will conduct a field survey for guardrail improvements on U.S. 77 in Marshall County, just east of Minnesota Avenue in Waterville. The survey to gather information necessary for design of the proposed improvements is expected to be complete by mid-August. BJ Consultants is in charge of a survey for the Department of Transportation. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property. Marysville Municipal Airport will be closed this week for one runway resurfacing and painting. A milling project with chip seal will begin Tuesday, weather permitting, on Nebraska Highway 8 near Odell for 3 miles east and 6 miles west. Work is to be completed early next week and will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. Marysville USD 364 School Board at the July meeting elected Liberty Price Obley as board president, with Travis Prawley vice president. The board discussed student use of electronic devices, including cell phones and smartwatches, which will only be allowed in student lockers at Marysville Junior Senior High. The American Solar Challenge will pass through northeast Kansas along U.S. 36 this week, including Marshall County Wednesday. Departing Nashville last Saturday, the week-long race concludes in Casper, Wyoming this next weekend. The route will pass along the Pony Express Highway, turning north at U.S. 77, for a checkpoint at the Homestead National Monument near Beatrice, arriving there Wednesday afternoon, with activities planned then at the Heritage Center, where the vehicles will also be on display. Details online at AmericanSolarChallenge.org. Martin F. Weber, age 86 of Barnes, passed away July 16. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Martin Weber. Sharon L. Kebriel, age 77, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial Saturday at 2 at the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sharon Kebriel. Tom Pachinka, age 81, of Bremen, passed away July 18th. Private family burial will be held at a later date at the Pachinka Cemetery near the family farm. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tom Pachinka. J. R. Boning of Camden, Missouri, passed away July 20th. Funeral arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge for J. Boning. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey and Swiss sandwich, strawberry and spinach salad, melon and a cookie. Tomorrow, baked fish with a roll, rice, peas and pearl onions, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Reporting from the Marshall County Fair, talking with 4-H K-State Research and Extension Agent Susie Lattis. Susie, I know Tuesday morning got some activities going on. What's on the docket for this morning?
Well, hey, everybody does not want to miss out on this awesome free breakfast sponsored by the Marshall County Farm Bureau. So pancakes, orange juice, not sure what else is all on the menu this morning, but come on down. We'd love to have you and support Marshall County and friends and fellowship and all that good stuff. And then if you want to stick around, why don't you stay for the Marshall County Livestock Judging Contest? You might think, oh, I'm too old, but you know what? You're never too old. We got Kenny Feldhausen, Susan Hamilton, and they forever have a rivalry of who's going to win this year's Marshall County Livestock Judging Contest. So they're competing against each other. So come on and have fun and make it fun and spend time with the kids.
And what time is the breakfast starting and then livestock?
Yep, the breakfast starts from 7 to 9, and then the livestock judging starts at 10.
Close out the last day of the Marshall County Fair with some good food and good activity, too, as well.
Exactly. Fun for all.
Fun for all. Again, for the Marshall County Fair, this has been Max Blasky. We'll talk to you here in a bit.
Show like a champion at any competition by stopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Turbo fans to keep livestock cool, daily hair and skin care products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies for that first place finish. Valley Vet also has show apparel and fashionable options for the showmaster in your family. For the most complete line of horse and livestock supplies and show apparel, visit Valley Vet Supply in Marysville or find them online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 70s. Sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, then some scattered showers are possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some rain showers may continue as we head into Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 90s and some rain Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 109, the average low 70, the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:47, sunrise in the morning at 6:20. We received just a trace amount of precipitation last evening, south part of Marysville, 3/4 inch or more. 60 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 23rd of July. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Tim Ackerman. I've been honored to serve the residents of Marshall County for the past 21 years working for the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. I began my career as a jailer, then deputy, 12 years as your undersheriff, and the last four I have had the honor of being your sheriff. Please vote for Tim Ackerman Tuesday, August 6th for the Marshall County Sheriff so I can continue serving all of you with honesty, integrity, and respect. Tim Ackerman for Marshall County Sheriff, paid for by Jerry Hosfeld.
I'm Alex Obario. The Green Bay Packers opened training camp on Monday, and even though quarterback Jordan Love was in the building, he did not participate in team practices. Love and his representatives informed the Packers that he'll not participate in practice or preseason games without a new contract. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst addressed the situation Monday, said they understand where Love is coming from. As for head coach Matt LaFleur, he's hopeful a deal can get resolved soon.
You know, obviously we're hopeful we'll get something done here in the next, sooner than later. But that's something that we're going to have to just adjust on the fly.
Love did participate in the entire offseason program, including the team's mini camp. Gutekunst said the team working hard to get a deal done within the next few days. Team USA men's basketball finished off Germany Monday in their final tune-up for the Paris Olympics. LeBron James scoring the final 11 points in a 92-88 win to improve to 5-0 in Olympic exhibitions. But still missing from the floor is Kevin Durant, who is still dealing with a right calf strain and did not play in any of the other games. The Americans have until Saturday to make a change to their roster, but as of now, head coach Steve Kerr adamant that Durant will be on Team USA.
I talked to him today. He said he was feeling better. We're hoping that he can put together a couple of practices in a row and a scrimmage and get through that well and that he'll be available for us. But it's kind of day-to-day.
The Americans will open pool play at the Olympics against Serbia on Sunday in France. And despite not being chosen by the NBA to continue as a media partner, Warner Brothers Discovery, the parent company of TNT Sports, informed the NBA that they would be matching a reported $1.8 billion deal to be Amazon Prime's package in an attempt to keep NBA games on their air. The NBA Board of Governors approved 11-year deals with Disney, the parent company of ESPN, NBC, and Amazon last Tuesday that will collectively pay the league $76 billion over 11 seasons.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wanklin Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wanklin Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a week that saw the NASDAQ Composite and the Standard & Poor's 500 post their worst showing since April, all three major stock indexes advanced to start this week. The Dow gained 128 points to end Monday's session at 40,415. The S&P 500 added just over 1%. The NASDAQ Composite picked up more than 1.5%. A supply chain reaction is cutting into profits at Porsche. Flooding in a European factory has caused a shortage of an aluminum alloy that's used in every model made by the German luxury sports car company. Shares in Porsche were down 4% this morning in London. Electric vehicles, on the other hand, are becoming bargain buys. J.D. Power says car buyers are paying about $1,500 more for an EV than a comparable gas-powered car right now. A year ago, that was over $8,000 more. In some cases, like Ford's F-150 trucks, the EV version is cheaper. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This is Mike Vermetten, running for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Over my 18 years in Marshall County law enforcement, I've worked honestly and truthfully for the public. Stepping into the role of judge for me is a call for change in the county. I'd appreciate your vote August 6th, paid for by Mike Vermetten for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Stacy Vermetten, Treasurer.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline Report with Larry Steckline.
I'd like to talk to you about the Farm Bill. We've been doing a little research, and we've got people that are doing some research, and they're finding out that this corn deal, not very good. It looks like no matter what you do, it's going to be tough to make any kind of profit with corn at $4.50 a bushel, which it's not right now. We're going to have to get some increase to get to that. We've got research that indicates to us that at $4.50 a bushel, we lose money. And one of the reasons is you can equate that $4.50 to $3.50 sometime a year ago. Why? Because we're up with all kinds of expenses on the farm, all the way from fuel to fertilizer to equipment repair. I got to tell you, folks, it's a mess. It's trying to put together a farm bill based on that, you're going to have a difficult time to find those old boys in Washington with enough common sense to put together one that works. In fact, most of them are saying it's going to be an extension, which is not good because the ARC and PLC payments are not strong enough to carry the farm deal. So, folks, we'll keep farming, though. That's kind of the way things work on the farm, no matter what happens, make money or not. Some people don't have any choice, though, to get out. But in any event, thanks for being with us here on the Ponderosa.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State researchers recently examined the effects of grazing cattle on cover crops in no-till cropping systems. They found this strategy improves soil health in locations that receive little moisture. K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon provides some general details on the study and the questions it aimed to answer.
This study began in 2018. It was an on-farm study that we conducted on three farms in central and western Kansas. During that time frame, there was still a lot of concern, you might say, among some groups that grazing cover crops, especially on our no or conservation till acres, could cause some negative impacts in terms of soil health. And so there was some concern that we could lose some of the benefits that we expect from cover crops for soil health, and also some concerns about compaction.
Simon discusses the benefits received from grazing cover crops.
We actually did see a significant increase in soil organic carbon stocks, as well as soil potassium in our grazed areas compared to our ungrazed areas. And that was really interesting for us to see happening on these farms. And one of the thoughts could be that we're seeing some benefits of that manure deposition, where we had cattle out on the field and they were grazing and distributing manure across the field. Also keeping in mind that it was a take half, leave half scenario. So there's still quite a bit of residue out there in addition to that that manure and urine that are going to be cycling out there where cattle are grazing.
He shares considerations for producers implementing this grazing and soil health management technique.
These strategies really are best suited for the operator that is diversified and has both crops and livestock. For folks looking to integrate cover crops and looking to integrate grazing, some important factors that I would consider are good planting windows, where you're able to plant that cover crop, get it up, and get some biomass out there to graze on during the time of year that maybe would complement your existing forage resources. So maybe your weak spot is in the early spring. Maybe it's in the late summer. Cover crops could play a role to fill that niche.
That was Logan Simon, K-State Extension agronomist, on a study regarding grazing cattle on cover crops in no-till cropping systems. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
729 from KNDY. 60 degrees this hour. Gradual warm-up continues today. Seasonal highs approach 90.
Mosquitoes may be an important link in the food chain, but humans could do without these pests bugging them. Mosquito tips and prevention next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 23rd, the 205th day of the year. Actor Philip Seymour Hoffman was born on this day, and in 1827, America's first swimming school opened in Boston. Summer is traditionally mosquito bite season. Did you know that only female mosquitoes bite? There are more than 3,000 species of mosquitoes, and the itchy bumps are caused by their saliva. If you have a mosquito problem this summer, check your yard for standing water. Using fans, even outdoors, can help keep the skeeters away. Citronella candles have long been a favorite deterrent. Scattering used coffee grounds is also proven to keep them away. Don't let those little boogers ruin your summer. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs that say it's still up in the air on where they may be moving Arrowhead Stadium after their contract expires in January of 2031. As they say, they are looking to make a decision, hopefully sooner than later, for their future plans.
We're glad to have some options. We really appreciate what the Kansas legislature did in passing the upgrade to the Starbond bill that potentially would give us an opportunity to look at a stadium over there. And we're going to work very hard over the coming months and years to come up with a solution that makes sense for the organization, for the team, but also one that makes sense for the community.
That audio from KSNC News, that was Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, where he says in the short term, they are looking at renovating Arrowhead Stadium for the upcoming FIFA World Cup of 2026. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.